Hello, we're on the air. This is Kathy Cook, also known as Bright Lights Pathfinders. We're going to be bridging wisdom tonight with Mady Hewlett Lowry. Hello, Mady.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Mady, you're known as the most amazing dream prophetic interpreter. And I told you that your visions that you have with the prophetic ways of interpreting dreams is just most amazing. And I can't wait for you to hear one that I had in the middle of the night to see what you think of it.
Okay,
but
great. I'm looking forward to it.
Let's give a little bit of a heads up to everybody, the active listening audience, of exactly who you are, where you've learned most of this. Well, the gifts are just given to us, I know, but let's get a little history on you.
Okay, well, when I was a teenager, I would say that I had just so many dreams, and I was like, wow, what are all these dreams? I just, you know, they just really amazed me, and I was just mesmerized by them. And I just started to get a dream book. I said, I'm going to write down my dreams because I've always heard dreams come true and write down your dreams. So I just started writing them down, and I really didn't even know what it all was about. But a lot of times after an event happened, I would be looking back in my dream book, and I would be like, oh, wow, the Lord was trying to tell me that this event or this situation was going to come to pass, and I didn't really have to ponder it, because God will bring the dreams and visions to pass. So I just got really interested in really writing down my dreams, and then going over them and praying over them, and just seeing what the Lord was actually, it's secrets from God. The reason why God gives us dreams is that he is trying to tell us secrets, that things are going to happen, and he doesn't want the enemy to know about it, because he is telling you, hey, I have got an awesome plan for your life, and this is the secret, and that nobody knows except you and God that he's given you. So that's how my main thing of getting involved with dreams.
So that tells me an understanding of why the first part of my dream, I tape recorded it last night. It's about 3 something in the morning, and at the end of the first part, it goes shh shh shh, like be quiet, and then I get to talk, do some more. So I'm going to play a little piece of it. Mady, you're just amazing. And let's timestamp this. It is 8 o'clock at Tuesday, April 17th, 2012. So let me pull that up for you, okay? So rather long, but I'm gonna pause it where I paused it, where I got paused with it, and then we'll play some more of it, okay? Here we go.
Wonderful.
Four is now. 3:42 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I was told to get up out of a dead sleep, and I don't question when this happens. This is Kathy Hill Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders, and it is Bridging Wisdom, Words, Code, Key, Heart, Mother, Grand, Mother, Earth, crevice, crack, west, San Diego, and above Fernando, Francisco, okay, Francisco, San Diego, no, San Francisco, not San Diego. New York, heart, mother, heart, earth, marriage, heart. Is this about the earth? Michael, he can decipher this. Ashley, hair. All that hair speech. Vacuum cleaner. Carpet. Hair. Thyroid. Thyroid. Is your thyroid all right yet? What is the thyroid iodine? The iodine is from the sun. It's sun, that picture I drew of the sun dripping into the water. Sun. With sun sets. Sun sets in the west. Is it an earthquake? No. Is it a tsunami? Yes. Water tsunami. I'm seeing rocks and boulders fall from a cliff. Cliff on high. Up, 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 over. String caught. String caught. Loop, loop, caught. Loop, caught. Loop, loop, loop. String. Shepherd. No. Quiet. I'm being shown Ashley over and over and over. Then the word Mark. Well, Mark cut my hair and he was Japanese. I keep seeing a storm. I'm going to Google. I'm on Google Earth now. And Ash means my daughter Ashley. That's not what it means. It's right outside of San Francisco. And let me see. Where's the deck on Google Earth? There it is. Ash. A-S-H-Y, storm dash P-E-T-R-E-L, ocean, Andromeda. Andromeda. Ocean, O-D-R-O-M-A, H-O-M-O-C-H-R-O-A, A-R-K, I-V-E, arc, arc. Arc, high density, negative pressures, high density, negative pressures, no, Spooty, on Google Earth, Spooty, I'm eating puff, I am eating those puffs, thank you, that's my information, okay. Marine station. Go to the Marine station. Go to the Marine station. What Marine station? The Marine Life Observatory, Hopkins Marine Station. My doctor, Ashley, was very impressed. Ashley says that because he graduated from somewhere in them. Not supposed to say. Okay. Wow. Over there. Over there. There's more. Hold on. Okay, U.S. Okay. Navy. Hey. California University Office of Chancellor. Headquarters of Gulf Key. Rocky Mountains. Purple Mountains, Majesty.
Excuse me.
Rain. The Paradise Mountain Rainer. Paradise Mountain Rainer. Okay. That crack. I see it. Right there. West. Southwest. Yeah. No. West. North and west. North to the north and the west. Okay. Okay. Mountains. Right there, Black Rock Desert and Klamath Mountains. Oh, no. In that water right there. Where the jumbo squid are. What does a squid represent? That's where it is. Where the jumbo squid is. That's where the crap comes from. Mm-hmm.
Sorry about all that.
Human actions are likely fueling this expansion. And then over fear. And then fear it. Bo is a musician. Tuna for that, so that's tune in. FRA Frat. North. Frat north. I go north. Alright. Now what do you want me to find? What am I looking for? I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. Yes, I can. Okay. Airplane. Klamath Falls. Okay, something's gonna fall. Even though it's KLA, it's the aftermath. The aftermath. What am I doing or looking for? Something canon. Okay. Can. What kind of language is that? Mount Shasta.
Okay, we're going to stop right there because it's a 2-hour long process here.
that I tape recorded. I did go back to sleep, I guess. I do, as Michael says, walk and talk in my sleep. But then I became fully aware of what I was saying and started looking for things. And then I went back to sleep and even got more when I woke up again. So what do you gather? I gathered that there's some kind of something in the middle of the ocean that's getting ready to split or whatever. But why would I dream that or talk about it or record it? You know what I mean, matey?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so well, everything that God gives you in a dream is biblical, and you can find it in the Bible. And what you're feeling and seeing with the sea is that there's scripture that the seas roar at the sound of his name. At the Lord's name, at Jesus' name, the seas roar. The heaven and earth proclaim his glory. So it also says that the manifestations that will have earthquakes and the seas roaring, and this is all because it says in the Bible that the Lord told the apostles, he said, I tell you these things so that you may know that when the time is near, that his return is near. So with the sea, that is that's just awesome because that is just proclaiming the glory of the Lord. And
the thing is if the sea came in the middle of the whole thing and roared. So there you have your affirmation there. Because during the did you hear that whoosh? That was the sea roaring.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
It just happened to be in the background, and I didn't even realize that until I played it.
Mm-hmm.
But I see that the squid, you know, somewhere in the on the side of California, okay? And you remember, I want to refresh people who you are. When I had that prophetic dream, back on 2010 or 9, when we were at Lake Lure and we were discussing it on BBS radio, and yeah. I said I saw the big white eagle carrying a couple of people to a new, and it was I saw pirates, and we just acknowledged one another, and then I went to I flew up there, and there was an orchid in my hair that my mother had put in my hair, and in the center of the orchid was five other orchids, but I stepped on top of a chair. This guy stepped on top of these white chairs, and there was a pack of Newport cigarettes sitting there, and you said maybe we're going to a new port, which we are, because this earth is ascending. So that's who Mady is, and she also sees things other than just, you know, the symbolic meanings. Like what does, you know, he says we're the salt of the earth, the light of the world, the new creation. So in this dream interpretation, matey, we need to find out if it's something that we need to see as a, you know, catastrophe or what. Because to me, this is my analogy. Everything is happening with the radiation from Japan, right? And they're trying to get a hold of it. And if you think about it, I said something about the iodine, which is the sun. The sun's been sending off flares. And if this earth is so hateful and hate crimes and trying to ridicule and humiliate other people, places, and things, war crimes, trying to take people's words and twisting them around, which, you know, the freedom of speech, you name it, and that's like a cancerous earth here. And to me, the radiation is what kills cancer. So therefore, it's like God is just cleaning up the earth, not God, but creator, whatever you want to think of it, but he cleaning up the earth with the radiation of the cancer that these humankind have taken over and destroyed his creation, which is our Mother Earth.
Well, the protection and God's love is so much more powerful than what's going on in the world.
Exactly.
And it's all about it's all about God and what He's done and what He's going to do and what He's continued to do. And He's Alpha and Omega and the beginning and the end. And His word never fails. His words never die. But the thing is, love is so powerful that it can just just consume and just overwhelm and just bring in this awesome, glorious what the God has created. And, you know, things will change. You know, like I said, like you were talking about with the waves and coming in and earthquakes and tornadoes and things like that.
I saw a pig in my vision. What woke me up out of my sleep to get up was this humongous wave, and it was taller than the mountains.
Uh-huh.
It was that tall. And it came from where the squid are, something where the squid are, and it gives a, you know, like a circumference in the, I took a lot of pictures, okay?
Well, you know, that's where they found the giant squid way over there. I can't remember exactly where it is, but it's over there, China, Japan area. I don't know exactly. It's somewhere in that area, the gigantic squid. That is where they found it. I saw it on some TV show.
Well, there, because I was seeing the squid. It's a school of squid that are near California's shore, out in the ocean. And something to do with the squid, so therefore that's Japan, or the radiation, which is going, you know, through the ocean waves, maybe. I just see that there's a protection. I know there's a protection. Maybe it's a precaution. Maybe this dream was a precaution for me to, you know, look inside of it and, you know, get up out of a dead sleep. Maybe, I mean, you know what I've been going through with pain, this pain that I've got. But for me to get up out of the middle of the night and come and do this, I'm just, there's something to it. But if you say the squid, okay, that's what I was wondering, what the giant squid represented, which is Japan has the biggest squid. So there we have another key. And also,
see, I haven't heard. I guess I haven't heard anything about the radiation from that, or anything like that. So this is all news to me. But anyway, we'll finish. Go ahead and interpret.
Well, it's not something that's, you have to really follow it through the internet. Yes, I have some feedback. So if you have a computer on or anything, we have to have that off. Excuse me, I was lighting a cigarette. But the thing that I vaguely remember pieces of it. It gets even deeper. Let's hear what else I have to say, okay?
Okay, well, you want me to just go through and tell you a few things that I picked up, some of the words that you mentioned?
Yes,
you want me to
please.
Okay, you were talking about the sun. You were talking about the west. Well, the sun rises, of course, in the east, and it sets in the west, and the glory comes in on the east. Like, we live on the east coast, and the glory of the Lord comes in, and you mentioned New York and San Francisco. So that could be representing the east coast, New York. I believe your friend lives up there too, when you mentioned his name, Michael. And then the sun sets in the east. You talked about Earth, and then you said the word marriage. Well, it's so wild that you said that, because all day today I've been singing, "I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are about to ring." Da 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 da. And I'm like, why am I singing this song?
But, there you go. I was singing Purple Mountain's Majesty.
That's right. That's right. Okay, purple. Oh man. Okay, purple is God's royalty. Is God's royalty? Like, we are His royal children. So the purple, the mountain, and mountain when you
And
you
that's
the word.
I woke up because the water was bigger than taller than the water. I mean, the mountain. So therefore, we're seeing the earth being cleansed with the salt water, not a catastrophe.
Yes, yes.
That's
good.
What
yes.
I'm pulling, and that's what I've been pulling. I didn't feel like it was a catastrophe.
Right, right.
Like it was, you know, I felt like it was split, which is as above, so below, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And also have the sun and the earth, the drilling of the oil, you know, which I gave the codes, is called Three Doors Down in Bright Lights Pathfinders, that I saw how to heal that, which was an iron. And God said He's going to come back with an iron, cast iron staff, and put it on the earth, which that code that I got for the healing of the sea, which was some kind of foreign engineer numbers, that I don't even know how I got it, but it was the only way that the earth could be glued back together once it split, and it was iron and it was liquid. And then I said, well, God, okay, I understand that, but how are we going to get it in there? And then He gave me the numbers and codes to the bolts to how to make it. It was quite an amazing dream. And I did that last year, I believe. So all these, I don't have many of these dreams, but when I do, they full at me like this, you know. But what you were saying is, the sun rises in the east. That's also the east gates of heaven.
Yeah.
You know? And so I, for the past couple of weeks, well, months rather, my ears pop like I'm in an airplane three separate times. Two times Michael was here and one time by myself. But it's like the airplane going up, you know, up in the sky, and how your ears pop when you're going up or coming down, the pressure. And then I'm got back in touch with a lot of the, you know, the grandmother drum, where it says grandmother's calling you home, and it's the heartbeat of Mother Earth is at 90 beats a minute. And the grandmother drum, they were with me at the Seneca Reservation, and I found the lady that's the keeper of the stones, because I came a year after her too. And that grandmother Twala Nitcher gave her. So we're all coming together in my shamanic family as well. So she's in Australia right now. The grandmother drum, White Eagle, is in Australia, which there's a ring of fire right there. So then I'm pulled to Johnny Cash, you know, burn, 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 the burning ring of fire, love of fire, you know, the burning ring of fire. And then also I said it's a mighty fine line. It's finer than a frog's hair to get into heaven, you know, it's, or to get on your place and get your, get in line for that ascension. And not many people are going to make it, which, to me, the, when the rapture comes, it's a blink of an eye, which is like a nuclear explosion. And then God takes the ones up, says in Revelations, to watch the trumpets and the light post. And it says in the Bible, in Revelations 22, and also the beginning, it, Aunt Linda and I, Mama's sister, Lala Bean, she said, she helped me with this part, but she said that we go up for 3 years and we get a new name.
Yeah, and, yes, in the Bible it does say the Lord gives
and
us
I put
a new name
on
to get to heaven. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I put on Daddy's cross, his marker, a white stone, and God gives us a white stone with a new name on it. And also, if you pull back to Aunt Linda saying that, hold on a minute, matey, somebody's tapping in on my energy field, and I just got to get it cleaned out a minute.
Okay, while you're doing that, you want me to go ahead and talk?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I'm just going to do my little thing here because I'm being tapped in on.
Okay, and also when you were talking about the ocean, that is actually masses of people. And then the salt water you're talking about, salt adds flavor, adds value. It preserves, it purifies, and it makes lasting. Salt water, it cleanses. So the waves that you're seeing, it's a cleansing wave. It's hey, which is good. Purifies, value, yeah. Adds value, makes lasting. So these are masses of people in the end times that are going to come and be saved and going to give their life to Jesus.
Oh man, that's perfect. Okay, what about you know how he says we're the salt of the earth, the light of the world, the new creation. And we're seated at the right hand. Where is the right? It's according to north, south, east, and west is west. Okay. So the west is actually where the sun is setting to bring it back up and about. That's where BBS Radio is located, is in paradise. And I did mention paradise. It's like the bridge I've always thought. You know, the family of BBS and all the teachers there. But we've got them everywhere, broadcasters. So I want to also say that I've got this big, huge, Ashley redid my office yesterday, and this huge fish Jason gave me is staring right in my face going, please help me, please help me. And then Matthew's over here putting out a fire in a picture. So I think the ring of fire with grandmother drum being down there, and we're getting all these drumming circles together. Grandmother, the earth's heartbeat is now at 90 beats a minute, which is great. It's popped up to exactly what it needs to be.
Wow. Okay. Oh, and fish. Actually, with the cleansing of the ocean, the fish is, which could also be the squid, is new converts to the Lord, newly recreated spirit of man, miraculous provision of food. So that squid, which is a part fish, that also could represent that.
Yeah. And also, isn't the symbol for coming to know God is a fish?
Yes. Yes, it is. Be fishers of men. As Jesus told the apostles. Fishers of men. Go catch the men. Bring them into the Lord. But yes, and that squid is that squid they found over way over there, but I saw it on picture. It was humongous. So I'm believing this is saying that in the end times, there is just going to be an awesome harvest of new converts to the Lord. And also this fish goes deep into the sea. I mean, this squid had never been seen until a couple years ago, and is in the dark deepest of the sea. So, and that
That's
squid
weird.
Came to the top and they caught him. So, I mean, the God is raising up people. He's you know,
isn't that something? Wow.
<Yeah.
laughs> Gosh, and see, you know, I called it 101 because the school, you know how you have prerequisites. And I also said that this was a preconditioned rapture we were in. We haven't a chance to fix this earth the proper way with love.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And then also you think of like when you take a college class, it's 101 prerequisite 101.
Yeah.
On TNT News Trader, thank God. I'll go by Catbird up there. It's on the side of PBS Radio on the left-hand side, and it's a TNT News Trader, and that's where I put everything. And Jack came on this other person that posted, and he said that I was seeing a lot of truth, but then in the daytime what happens is our truth is done by mind control, which is, you know, our mind's made of people, places, and things along the way since birth, and we have to listen with our heart, not our minds, because inside our heart, and if we can be as childlike as we possibly can, then we also have, you know, a way of seeing things and through a child's eyes, which my children are all looking at me right now, you know, like I mentioned them a minute ago in that big fish. And so it goes around to New York, which is like up north. And north is healing. North is the healing in the four directions of the Native American way, is what I'm gathering with that. And because I said marriage, which is, you know, the heartbeat of Mother Earth, which is from the west to the, going from west to the north, you know. So, and then Michael, bless his heart, he had a long day, so he didn't get to come on. But anyway, I want to shout out to him and all my family and everybody. And just, this is amazing. See how you get different interpretations, and everybody needs to really be on the same fine-tuned frequency to be able to have each other help one another to see what they need to see, just like you're helping me right now, Mady. Do you want me to play any more of The Dream?
No, you know what? We might have to save that for another night, because I've got some more words with some of the items. So can we just really get in on this, and then maybe the next time we talk, we can do we can pick up where we stopped. Does that sound okay?
That sounds great.
Okay. Also, the North refers to great powers that will come. And so that might be the...
like the healing powers, yeah.
Yes, the Lord's great, awesome power comes in from the North.
Remember that burning iodine that our mothers used to put on our scrapes?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember that. We used to put that in... we also, when we used to go out in the sun, we used to put iodine and baby oil to go lay out in the sun. We used to fry our bodies.
I know.
Before sunscreen started.
You were so bad. I've known Mady since the 8th grade, everybody, active listening audience. This is Mady from East Mecklenburg High School, the East Eagles. And there's the eagle that was carrying
us. Eagle, yes, there's the eagle. And you know what?
The connection.
The eagle. That's great, because of your eagle dream.
There's a connection there, too. You know,
and also, eagle represents the United States, too. That's
And freedom.
Yes. Amen.
So go ahead, girl. I'm sorry I'm interrupting. I'm in the ADD mode right now.
That's no problem. You had mentioned, you were talking about iodine, but I think you had also said the word iron. Is that right?
Yes. That was another part of that was like last year's. It all connects together. The iron, God comes down and places his iron staff on the earth. And that's the codes that I got to help heal the earth in the crack of the crevice where I always said Pandora's box laid. And when they drilled for the oil for the Gulf oil spill in the fish, in other words, I see a new kind of, you know, if they found that big huge squid over where we have the problem, then, you know, even though they're having a hard time keeping I just read it on the TNT, so I don't know. I didn't really read it deeply enough to know about the radiation, but you know, they had that big problem there where their nuclear plant blew up.
Yes, that was, yes. What was that, last
It's just
year?
they're having a problem keeping the water cool that keeps the nuclear plant, and maybe this is giving a heads up of that, you know, with salt water will help cool it. Because you know how we always used salt in our ice cream. We put it all poured it all over the ice, the salt. And that froze the ice cream, so maybe this is helping to understand that if that there's some kind of salt in the water, then that would help cool it easier.
Well, I think that's what happened. I think they used the salt water, but that was destructive because salt with I guess their the iron pipes and everything corrodes. Salt will
Oh,
corrode. So
I
that
didn't
was
think
not good, but
yeah.
that was their, I think that was their only choice. I
See,
guess they didn't have the
why
fresh
is it
water.
matter? The pipe that I got of the code was not, I don't know, it was liquid poured into a pipe, liquid iron, and it was microwaved, and it was, you have to look at Three Doors Down on Bright Lights Pathfinders. It's all in there, since it's in one of those ancient school books or some kind of book that they taught with, and it's like just buried down in things, you know, from the early 1900, 1800, 1900s.
Wow.
So what did you get out of the Iron Staff?
Iron is object of strength, is powerful.
Mineral.
Staff, I think, well, when I think of staff, I think of the staff that God gave to Moses.
And that would turn into a serpent, and it would part the Red Sea. There you have
Yes,
it.
that, yes, the part of the Red Sea, and that could be part of the sea that you're coming and. And the, you know, the seas just totally parted and went up. And could you imagine when the sea was released, then the roar that it would have made, you know, just the sound of the waves. Because in Isaiah 51:15 it says, "But I am the Lord thy God that divideth the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name." Whoa.
Listen to
And
this, baby. This is going to blow your mind. An active listening audience. Yeah, have you got anything on in the background, lady?
no, is there a haze or a fog?
That's okay. It does that sometimes with energies, but if you think of it this way, and just not biblical, but just regular prophet, you know, visions.
Okay, and I also got, let me see, you mentioned loop. That could be
I
an
kept
event.
looping. Yeah, I was looping and saying, shh, shh, shh,
But you
stop.
know what? Yeah, that was Ashley's little nickname, Ashley
Yeah,
Loop
then I started
de
calling her Ashley Loop-de-doo. Loop, 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 loop-de-doo. Yeah,
Loo.
that's true. It was looping. And it went, shh, shh, shh. Also, you think of the, where I found the circumference up from the ocean to the sky. I measured it, and it was in the center of, it was right beside Gemini, and Gemini is a twin, and Gemini, the twin towers, and the twin, as he's parted the sea, which is both sides. It says in Revelations 22 that the knowledge tree is on both sides of the river, which means it's a, you know, like a split, like it's just like the ascension, you know, coming out of the old earth, shedding its skin into the new earth.
Yeah, and I've heard twins. There's also with twins, there's been a prophecy that there's more twins being born now because of all the abortions that have happened. That now there's so many twins that are happening because God is doubling. He's doubling.
It's
So
double
that
double.
could be where the twins.
Woo. Yeah. Okay. Then also there was a part in there that said, you know, crack and crevice. That's why I was pulled to the ocean oil spill, because I saw the crack and crevice of like a Pandora's box down in the crevice. Well, maybe the box wasn't open all the way, and it's being healed. But that squid, man, you know, and it was called a school. And but you go up to the top, and it's a little red dot. And I took video, you know, pictures of that. So I kept taking snapshots. So the camera and picture, And I get, don't open the dark room door before God is finished with your picture, the frame of your picture, or your perspective will be underexposed.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
Because God has an appointed time for everybody. And yes, that's cool. I like that.
What else do you have?
Okay.
Give me some.
I'm sorry?
Come on, girl. Give me some. Tell me what's
okay,
going on.
Okay. You had mentioned, the negative, what you were just talking about, the dark room and everything, the pictures, that also relates to the high density that you mentioned and the negative pressure. Negative,
oh, wow.
You know, you make uh-huh. you have a negative to make a picture.
uh-huh. And also, I said, oh, good, because I did say it was a negative high density.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So God gives us apples of gold. What is it? Apples
in other words,
gold.
Don't look too far into it until God's finished, because you got probably have to listen to this whole dream. You know?
Right.
That's what I'm gathering. You know, that's pieces of it, so it's not developed totally until you get the whole picture. But we do
that's
have
right.
to start analyze it.
Analyze it.
Analyze it. You have to excuse Mady now. Sometimes we get real carried away with our sillies. But what else you
okay.
see?
Okay,
what
and then after
here?
That, you were talking here? About a Marine you know? Station and U.S. Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it was it's so well that you said that because in the last 10 years, I would say, oh, wow, I wish I had gone into the U.S. Air Force. I said, oh, wow, you know, I could have been in the Air Force and been retired or, you know, that just sounded so exciting to me. I said, why didn't I do that? And you know what the Lord spoke to me? He goes, well, you're in my army, so it's God's army. I am in the service, but it's the army of God. So I think that's the Marine Station in the U.S. Navy that you're thinking of, the being the army of God.
Okay.
And then your Rocky Mountain Majesty. Well, I think we did talk about that. The purple being royalty, and when you're in the mountains, or even like your dream, you're on the mountain. That is when you're closest to God, or you're getting alone with Him, His time, His special anointing that you have. So, and Majesty. You said the word Majesty. Well, that's one of God's awesome names. You know, He's majestic.
So what song were you singing? No, I want to hear it again all day. I'm getting married in the morning.
Yes.
Dong, ding, dong. Well, the bells are going to play. Well, every time I was on to something, even with the doctor's office today, I would go, ding, let's change this up. Ding. I kept dinging. So I kept hearing the ding dong. It was weird.
It was like
that means for me when I hear, like when I go into a trance or a vision quest with traumatic in my eye roll, and you know, does all that thing. You've seen me do it. I have to click my fingers, and I've at least trained myself for that to be like a bell. So there's that marriage of maybe the spiritual warfare, which to me, that's inside of each of us, but to highly respect one another's ways, because we have all got to work together. And it even says in the Bible, all those that work together for those that love the Lord. But you know, everybody's got their gifts, and it's not a competition, you know. It's just like with, you know, when you are in the ocean and you are exhausted and you're swimming, you have to do the dead man's float to stay afloat.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also, ironically, the first dream I shared with you that was prophetic was a raft in the sky. It was like a raft that goes on the ocean, but this big, huge eagle was pulling it with one leg. I mean, it was tied to his leg.
Yes, and usually
when
you dream of a raft, you're usually like aimlessly drifting, but you were being carried to the heavenlies. You were going up. And when you go up, it's like you were soaring in the spirit with that ego. I mean, that was an awesome, awesome dream.
And also, remember, I wanted to go and see what the eagle was doing. And to the left of, to the right of me was five buildings. Like, it looked like those castles that from India or from somewhere like or Tibet or, you know, those rounded domes. There was five of them with scaffolds in that dream. Remember, they were sitting in the clouds, and I said, wait a minute, I can't go to that one. I got to go to this one. Remember that? I had to go to the dream that where the, and then this little girl, kind of young lady, flew up beside me, and we were in our pajamas. Now, there you have it, because of my pajamas last night. That's the next part to connect to that dream prior. With the, you know, going to the new port. And to me, a new port, you know, to me, I keep going and having these dreams where I'm up on a ship, and the ship is bigger than the earth. I kid you not. It's got everything you could ever imagine. You don't even know you're on a ship. I dream that dream all the time.
And oh, well, a ship means a big ministry capable of influencing a large number of people.
Well, honey.
When you dream of a ship, it means a big ministry capable of influencing large number of people.
Wow. This, I got such a feedback, but that's okay. We've had a lot of situations going on with our phone lines. Also, I'm being pulled to play a piece of this. I don't know why I'm supposed to play it right where it's at, because it moved. Okay, and I'm going to play it for 33 minutes, okay?
Okay, great.
Because I'm being told the number 3, so I'm going to, is it 1326 on my, my tape, so let's see what it has.
Okay.
It is.
Sounds like a picture being taken, like you talked about the negative.
Right, I'm taking pictures of the screen. And that is don't open the dark room door till God's finished with the picture. Your perspective will be underexposed. So now we can open the picture, see? That's amazing. There's an affirmation there. We got another minute. Let's see what I say. I don't know. I think I don't know that this thing's running now because it came back to it when I was, you know what I mean?
Right. I was going to say I could start talking and saying something, but I don't want to miss.
Oh, you go right ahead. If I start talking, then we can, you know.
Oh, okay. Just let me know when it if it starts and I'm still talking.
That might be where we were to stop, is to do that, because I said 3 minutes into it, and you know that we were to stop. So that might be. I'm sure because it was taking those pictures of the screenshots of the circumference of the ocean where I saw the big squid near California, and I was taking screenshots, and it ended up at a star galaxy or something, some kind of galaxy, you know, like galactic thing, and you think of the Galactic Federation, you know, it's mind-blowing.
Stars, that's prophetic too, because stars are important personalities, a great number, descendants, like God told Moses, you know, your descendants will be like the stars in the heaven and the sand on the earth. Stars also mean supernatural. Jesus Christ, so all those stars has a lot of meaning.
Superstar.
Starry, starry night.
Yeah. Silent.
Paint your picture. There it is. Paint your picture.
And silent night.
Yes.
And the star that carried them to, you know, the wise men and the North Star. I keep seeing healing of Orion. I don't know what that is yet, but I will, when it's time to unfold, I'm sure we will unfold it. Okay, we got 1.5 more minutes in the silent spot, okay? So we're going to see what it says.
You want me to go ahead and say something? Is that okay?
You go right ahead. If you feel
okay.
Then
and your word paradise, it also relates to, I think, of like a garden, like the Garden of Eden. That's also a field of labor and life and also a place of increase. Whoa, increase. Fruitfulness, yay, productivity, and a place of rest or romance. Romance, I'm getting married in the morning, that's all. That goes down.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Don and Tim sometimes at PBS are trans. And they live, and they're in paradise. We're broadcasting out of paradise, California. The thing's still running, so continue if you will.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, and Mount Rainier, what I'm getting is the word rain for that. And rain is the blessing. When God rains, he brings the blessings of heaven. So I
and
think that
the early rains and the latter rains in the Bible.
Yes, yes. Oh,
the
that's good.
The rains right now.
Yes. Yes, and we are in the latter rains. And the mountain, a mountain means great power and strength, whether good or bad. It's a place of revelation or meeting with God and his glory.
So there's the salt water going up over the mountain, which is a cleansing.
Yes, yes. Oh, that's good, yes.
I'm still having this thing run behind us because I'm working in my... in the middle of the night, you know, I got up to do this, so I'm going to see what it says. I don't even know. I think I didn't even realize it was running still. And then
okay.
I think I did. I don't remember vaguely, but last night. But do you have any more words?
Yes, one more. You had talked about the word bells.
Uh-huh.
After you said the Rocky Mountain Majesty. And bells is call to attention or action and to bring alertness. And to say something out loudly, it's a public warning. So it's, you know, wake up, everybody. Call attention. This
means.
Is what the Lord is doing. Woohoo!
Yeah, that's why I said that the bell, I'd ring a bell in my thoughts when I'm doing Vision Quest and whatever. And also, I said today that if you are in your dream, it's amazing how we don't have any, you don't touch anybody with a, your dream, like you go to try to hit somebody, you can't hit them. I don't know if everybody else can, but I can't. And, you know, when you dream that you're going to punch somebody or move out of the way of a crowd, you never touch anybody. It's just energy moving. You can't.
How
get
about
your
hugging? When you go to hug somebody in your dream, do you, is it an actual hug or a kiss somebody or like a kiss on the cheek or a hug?
The violent part is not there, but you can do the other part and you never die in your sleep. And I also know that I ask myself in my when I wake up, did I watch myself in the dream? That is a wish, want, or desire trying to be saw. Or was I in the dream, which is a vision quest, which is a, you know, like an ascending, you know, astral projection. And then the other one is transcendental meditation type, you know, dream.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two different types there. I'm gonna turn this back on, okay?
Okay, sure.
Are you through? I mean, you said you had one more.
Let's see. You had mentioned the word canyon, and when I think of a canyon, canyon, and I think of a pit, and it says that God lifts us up from the bottomless pit. He lifts us up. You know, when we're down and out, call on the Lord, and He'll pick you up from the miry clay. And lift you up out of the pit. So that's what I got for the word for canyon for you.
Okay, so then that goes. Oh, here's part of the dream. Listen. Well, maybe not. But then I did say crevice and crack, too, and canyon. So,
well, when I think of the word crack or crevice, I think of a flower coming up out of a sidewalk.
Sorry.
And it bloom where you're planted. So wherever you are, just make the best of it because the Lord has you there for a reason. If you get moved or transferred, then wherever you go, the Lord's always with you, so you don't have to worry.
Wow.
You don't have to worry, you.
Matey, did you hear that bell go off? That was weird when you said that.
Really? No, I didn't.
Oh, gosh, listen. Let me see if I can find it. That was strange. It just went ding. And it came in through the computer, so I don't know where or why. I'm just working away. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Okay, but no problem. Also, your picture you were talking about, something related to images, it's to keep in memory or to honor.
Okay.
Along with your negative, your positive picture.
Uh-huh, and I keep
saying. Because actually, whenever your eyes see something, your brain is so much better than a computer. I mean, it everything it sees, it takes in, and it can you can bring back up in an instant a picture or a person. Also, if you let's say you have this perfume you wore when you were a teenager or in your 20s and you don't wear anymore, and then all of a sudden you're out and about and you smell somebody with it, it'll bring you back right back to that memory of you at that age wearing that perfume. Or even, let's say, something that your mother used to wear. And if your mother's no longer here on Earth and you smell somebody with that perfume, you will instantly think of your mother because you relate that smell with her, that the smell of perfume, the aroma of heaven.
That's amazing. We have got to wrap it up here because we've got another show coming on.
Okay.
We will continue this, possibly, hopefully next week. You enjoy yourself at the beach, Myrtle Beach, girl.
I will. Thank you so very much.
And have a good conference there that you're going to. And this has been Kathy Hill Cook, also known as Bright Lights Pathfinders, Bridging Wisdom with my schoolmate, my best friend, the godmother of my children, the best prophetic visionary, as y'all can see, or here, out there, one of the best out there. We're all good in our own gifts. It's up to us to find where they are. And with that, matey, good night. And BBS Radio active listening audience and archived audience, take care. Remember, spread the love, beat that drum, and let's heal this earth. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for having me. Good night.
Bye-bye.